The Los Angeles Lakers faced a significant setback in their matchup against the Atlanta Hawks, ending their five-game winning streak with a disappointing 122-102 loss. As reported by Lakers Nation, head coach J.J. Redick expressed his discontent with the team's performance, stating, "Yeah, just not a lot to like tonight." The Lakers entered the game with momentum but were caught off guard by a shorthanded Hawks team missing key players like Trae Young and Jalen Johnson, who were crucial to their success. Despite the favorable matchup, the Lakers were unable to capitalize, displaying a lack of urgency and effort throughout the game. Redick mentioned that the Hawks brought a higher level of effort and physicality, which the Lakers failed to match. DeAndre Ayton acknowledged that the team may have underestimated the Hawks, indicating, "Really probably leaving those guys underestimated and not keeping those guys accountable." He pointed out that the Lakers were not prepared for the intensity with which Atlanta played, stating, "They deceived us a little with their shot-making." Ayton also highlighted the defensive struggles the Lakers faced, noting, "It just wasn't connected at all," and that the team was discombobulated on the defensive end. Jake LaRavia, another Lakers player, echoed these sentiments, mentioning that it was crucial for the starting group to set the tone but they were unable to do so, saying, "We kind of came out and got punched in our mouth and didn't really have an answer for it." LaRavia emphasized the importance of executing their game plan and acknowledged that they did not perform well defensively, which allowed the Hawks to capitalize on turnovers. J.J. Redick's disappointment was palpable, and he indicated that this loss was a wake-up call for the Lakers as they head into a tough five-game road trip. With the competitive nature of the Western Conference, losing winnable games like this could have implications down the line. Despite this setback, Ayton remains optimistic, noting, "This is the NBA, we got 82 games. Next game up. The Lakers will look to bounce back against the Charlotte Hornets and regain their momentum, as they hope to learn from this defeat and return to their winning ways." Redick, Ayton, and LaRavia all stressed the need for the team to refocus and come out stronger in their next game, aiming to solidify their identity and correct the mistakes that led to this loss against the Hawks.